It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
What's going on?
I don't think I can do this.
Why?
We gotta reschedule.
Ben,
I ate five taquitos before this.
You ate five of those taquitos? Those things were huge.
Big ones.
The big taquitos?
They're the big one.
Oh my god.
I bit my tongue, dude.
You bit? How ferociously were you eating those taquitos?
Oh, they were just so good.
Oh my god. All right.
I love those red light kisses.
Okay, we can go back to the podcast now.
Okay, all right. Whenever we come to that red light, we just gotta kiss, baby.
We gotta get those red light kisses.
How are you feeling about these couples, Ben?
Great. It's I felt like I was watching MILF Island today with how many cougars we saw with little boys on the show.
I was like, where is he going with this?
They're all little kids. All these boys, they're little babies. Every last one of them. They're saying, what's up, chicken butt? And they're doing
their... Why do I feel the best about Jimmy and Chelsea right now than anybody else?
Because she wants to be his mommy.
Yeah, but I feel the most optimistic about Jimmy and Chelsea.
Yeah, because she's going to take care of him.
She's down to clown.
She's down.
They had baby. The least red flags this episode.
It's her little baby. And she's going to work on him. She's going to work on him, fix him right up. Make him a big boy.
I'm a work in progress. I think every fucking guy has said I'm a work in progress. Every guy's like, I'm not ready for marriage. So, you know.
Yeah. Every guy is laying himself down on the workbench and saying, fix me.
Yes.
Take out your toolbox and fix me.
Nicole in the chat says, oh, Max, no. Now, when I say I feel the best about Jimmy and Chelsea, I'm not saying I feel good about them. I'm just saying I feel the best about them,
you know,
compared
what?
To all of the couples.
I will say I feel good about them. I think they're going to live happily ever after.
I think they will, too.
I really do.
I mean, he's the blow king. You have to feel great in his presence.
Yes. Yes. Kim in our chat, she says, guys, I have to go pick up my kids. Another day you didn't consult my schedule. Well, you just are going to have to abandon the children. I don't know what to tell you, Kim.
Yeah, Kim. And that's sad because, Kim, we're about to play your voicemail in a second.
Yeah. It's kind of messed up of you to leave right as we're playing your voicemail.
Yeah, guys. Welcome to Reality Alert. I'm Max Geiser. This has been Overzet. We are recapping Love is Blind Season 6, Episode 7. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Instagram, blah, blah, blah. Give us 5 stars. Do it. Patreon.com/Reality Alert. Support the podcast. Just on Monday, we were recapping the social media of the week for last week's episodes, giving the highlights. My girlfriend Maria joined us. It was really fun. An hour extra long episode. We had a great time. If you weren't there, you missed out. Only $5 a month. Patreon.com/Reality Alert. Over the past week, we got some voicemails, Ben, from some listeners. Shall we play them?
Oh, I'd love it.
Here is a voicemail we got from Kim, who we just heard in the chat.
Hey, guys, it's Kim. I am about 15 minutes into Season 6, Episode 2, and I just have to say how much I cannot stand Matthew. He's so condescending and so full of himself when he's talking to AD. I just want to not like him. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Matthew. Oh my fucking god.
That would be Clay's reaction to this voicemail.
Yes. This is weird because I thought that America was completely behind Matt.
They are. I'm pretty sure.
Maybe Kim is from another country. Maybe she's calling long distance. I hope this isn't going to run up our voicemail bill.
It might be Canadian.
Yeah, she might be Canadian. Yeah. Poor judgment over there in Canada. Yeah, Matthew could be perceived as condescending, but we all know that he's just such a great guy.
He's got a golden heart. That's
yes.
Awesome.
And you know, if he hadn't been sober, if he had been drunk, like a good reality contestant, you know, I think things would have worked out better for him.
Absolutely. Get that alcohol flowing, Matthew. You need it.
You need it. We have this next voicemail from Will.
Oh. Hey, Max and Ben. This is Will. I was watching Love is Blind season 6 with you guys. I don't remember which episode specifically, but near the end when they kept showing Trevor, he had these like red line rashes along his forehead. I'm thinking hair transplant potentially. Just, you know, he's always bringing up the mullet. Just curious to hear what you guys think. Hey, thanks for recapping the show. I look forward to it. Have a good one. Bye.
You're welcome. You're very welcome.
You're so welcome.
We're amazing. That's,
you know, people don't thank us enough.
I know. It's we should get more thanks.
Oh, like, you're welcome, bud.
It's a thankless job.
Yes. This is what I have to say. So you're saying that he's just not juicing, you know, normally with like that HGH and the steroids. Stop. He's also juicing his hair.
Stop. Now, we're jumping to conclusions. While this does,
we've never done that before on this podcast.
Never. While this does very much look like a hair transplant, very, very much. Maybe he's allergic to the shampoo that's at his hotel.
Yeah,
that the crew has him staying at.
I saw these images posted around the internet, and a lot of people said it looks like psoriasis to him, like you were saying, or some kind of like agitation. I don't know a lot about hair transplants, but I'm looking at him. I've seen people with hair transplants before. I wasn't really getting that vibe from him.
If it was, it would have been like recent to be showing that much, right? Like,
yeah,
it wouldn't have been like from a year ago because it doesn't show.
Also, I feel like we don't always see the rash on the show, which is kind of like, wouldn't we always see the red line in the hair?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
If it was from hair transplant. Also, I just want to say in this podcast, we are pro whatever people want to do to their bodies and stuff. We don't want to come out looking like we're like criticizing him for getting a hair transplant.
Absolutely not.
If I start going bald right now, definitely something I would consider. I love having hair, so power to him. Yes. Oh, Remax Chandifesto says yes. You'd see a scar from the donor region. Good to know. I feel like the donor region is usually taken from the back of the head, not from the front.
You know, bottom line, if he did do the hair transplant, I think it looks fantastic. Well done.
Yes.
Overall, just an applause to Trevor. I think he's looking great. And I hope to see him back on our televisions again soon.
And here we have a great voicemail. Very excited.
Oh, okay.
They were all great, but this one is particularly interesting and coming from a mystery caller.
Hi there. This is not so much a question or a hot take, but I recently stayed at the resort that the Love is Blind cast is staying at in the Dominican Republic. It's absolutely wild to be seeing it on TV, but when I made that connection, like, holy shit. But anyways, one comment that I wanted to make was the toilet room in those rooms, gorgeous rooms, right? And they've got the frosted glass over, like a frosted glass door. in front of the shower, and then they got the frosted glass door in front of the toilet. There is no soundproofing, no sound barrier. So the second those couples got there, they were subjected to each other's poop sounds. And I just feel like that's an important little tidbit and an important little fact to think about, that, you know, not only are they being thrust through this relationship at lightning speed, they're also being thrust through their poop relationship with each other at lightning speed. It really, you know, mirrors what it would be like in real life, because you hope that you've, you know, heard or seen each other poop prior to getting married. So just wanted to share that little thought. Love listening to you guys. Hope you have a great day.
A lot to unpack there.
I was literally about to say that. We may have to listen to it a few more times. I should have taken notes. Can we just talk about the ending part?
Okay, but first I got to say the toilet walls must be made with pod walls, right? Yeah,
yes, they probably
can't see through it, but you can hear everything.
Yes, Nicole says these voicemails are amazing. Thank you, callers. And I just want to say before we forget, guys, please leave us a voicemail about this week. Join in on the fun at 1-804-BAD-BOYS, 1-804-BAD-BOYS. That's 1-804-223-2697. You can join in, say whatever you want to say. We'll play it and we'll talk about it. Yeah, it must be very thin. I like how she says, hopefully by the time you've been married, you've watched each other poop.
Yeah, I mean, it's the rules. You have it's to sit the rules. Down.
You gotta
sit down in the bathroom and you gotta watch your partner.
Do you think that's why I've been with Maria for 10 years and we haven't gotten married yet? Because probably. I'm afraid to take that step. People are like, why hasn't he done it? And I'm like, I just don't want her to watch my shit.
I'm sad to say I got married out of poop lock. We have not watched each other.
You're not. It's not going to work out for you, Ben.
It's not going to work out. We got married under false pretenses. I'm not even sure if my wedding certificate counts.
Yeah, I don't think it counts because you must have lied on the license.
You know, Nancy and Bartice should have gone to this resort. I think it would have been a better resort for these two.
Oh, definitely. Nancy!
Nancy! What are you doing in that tub?
No, I mean, I definitely was thinking about it when this verse started. I was like, well, this is good. It really throws them into the marriage. You know, this is life, you know? Yeah. These are bodies. But you know what I'm thinking? I think people are holding it. I don't think anybody's shit in these hotel rooms.
Yeah, they didn't. They're probably doing it in the ocean instead.
Yeah, they were aqua dumping. There was like Survivor.
Survivor. I gotta say too, she went to this resort and she kind of forgot to bring something up about it. The pit?
What pit?
The archery pit.
Oh yeah. Why did she stick with the archery pit?
What, you're just gonna say that you went to this resort and you're not gonna bring up the sick pit?
Yeah, what about the ponies too? Like, so much to talk about, and she's just totally focused on shitting. It's very interesting.
The dune buggy excursions.
Yeah,
this voicemail could have been 10 minutes.
I know, we would have played the whole thing.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're always looking for ways to fill time on this podcast.
Yeah. I will say I had a similar experience to this when Maria and I first started dating. It was like 3 or 4 weeks into a date. I was in the city. I really wanted to get away for a week. And I said, Maria, come with me. So we go to, I invite her to go with me. We go to Woodstock in upstate New York. We stay in this Airbnb. It has a bathroom. The bathroom, it's like in this small cabin, but it doesn't go all the way up the walls. So there's no soundproofing.
Oh, it's like loft-like almost?
Yeah, the bathroom, I guess, is.
Weird.
But very no soundproofing. So, obviously, I just didn't shit. I just held it in.
Yeah, well, that's the only possible solution.
Duh.
Yeah.
So, you know, I just waited until I was in a lake, and then I took a shit, Ben. That's what I did.
Yeah.
No, restaurants.
I would have just been like, baby, put in your headphones.
Yeah.
Noise canceling headphones out and listen to your favorite podcast, which is, of course, Reality
Alert. Reality Alert. Well, Reality Alert wasn't invented yet, so there was no solution.
Oh, no. That's too bad.
I know. It was very sad. It was like 10 years ago.
There was no other podcast with you on.
Yeah.
Shit.
All right. Well, let's get on with the episode. Chelsea and Jimmy, you know, they are resolving things. He actually apologizes and says he doesn't want to put her in a position when she's sad. They say they love each other, and he admits to being hard-headed. You know, he's trying, Ben.
He is. He just needs a little more work done.
Yes.
You know, just a few chips, you know, a few hammers, a few screws loose that need to be tightened. That's all. He's a fixer-upper.
Yeah, but he's totally ready for marriage.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Even though he put on sunblock by mistake at night, you know, he's totally 100% ready.
Hey, if he's ready for 5 taquitos, he's ready for more. big ones.
Brittany and Ken, I think their stock dropped a lot this episode.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. AD, the master manipulator, really tanked this relationship, Ken, with her ill intent.
AD's all up in everybody's shit.
Yeah, no. It was good. It was good intent, but it shook Kent to his core in a way that
it did. It got him really thinking. Yeah.
I did not see this coming.
You didn't, with all the foreshadowing?
I did not see it coming so quickly. I didn't see it coming like immediately.
You were thinking when they got back to reality.
Yeah. I saw something. I didn't see coming like immediately after that conversation that there would be like a seismic shift in their relationship.
Yeah. And I don't even know for sure if it is like a huge shift rather than him just like trying to be present with those thoughts and you know, facing them right away now that he's had them. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he's written her off or anything.
No, he hasn't, but he's definitely a lot colder to her.
Yes. Yeah.
There's one thing that Brittany's been doing that I feel like must be addressed. She keeps saying that Ken identifies as a black man and that AD identifies as a black woman. And then she also says, I identify as a white woman. I'm like, where did you pick up this thing? Where did you pick up this lingo from?
It's not the correct adjective.
He identifies as a black man, but I'm not sure if like when she said it in the pods, I was like, maybe she's saying this because he said it, but he could be lying because I've never seen him before. So he identifies as a black man. But then when she started using it outside of the pods, I was like, no, he is a black man because he says that he is. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. When you say he identifies as one, it sounds very silly.
It was weird. Yeah.
Yes.
No, I know. I picked up on that, too. I was like, I don't know if that's the right adjective. Like, I get what you're saying. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand what you're saying. But it sounds odd.
Yeah. It's like, no, Rachel Dolezal identified as a black woman falsely. You know, it's like. Yeah. But Ken says he'll feel more comfortable when they're out in the real world. So we'll see what happens. I'm feeling not good about them.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a coin toss for me. Although, you know, you can hear our actual predictions on if these couples will make it to the altar, if they'll get married or not, over at patreon.com/realityalert for our weekly bonus episode. So we will discuss it again this weekend when we release it.
Yes. Amy and Johnny. This was definitely the best scene. Well, this is just the little opening scene, but...
I love horses. One of the things we have in common is that we like horses. I love horses.
Yeehaw.
All the ponies are here.
Oh, I miss that Love is Blind Brazil cast.
I know.
And they're amazing dubbers.
They're amazing dubbers. We Somebody just came in the chat. MBerry476, you guys are my person right now. Oh, thank you. You are our person too. I identify as your person.
I identify as a fixer-upper.
Yes. Amy and Johnny say that the ponies resemble them perfectly. How dare you? How dare you? You wish you were as interesting and lovely as ponies, okay?
You wish that you could grow. You wish you could grow the same type of pony hair that they do.
But you can't.
You can't.
Yeehaw.
Chelsea and Jimmy go off-roading. Thrilling's never seen anything like this on TV before. Never seen this on a dating
show. It's never been a date on a dating show ever.
Ever.
Dune buggies? No. I've never seen off-roading.
Never. Ken and Brittany boat date? A boat date? And then
that's another new one.
No, that's a new one.
You know what they should do sometime, which would be crazy, and this is a little out of the box, but what about parasailing?
Oh, that would be wild. Thrilling stuff.
That would be wild.
So thrilling. Not boring.
Not boring at all.
We love parasailing. This is a new one, though. A driving date focused on...
I love red light kisses. That's my thing. It's like, red light? Come and kiss me, babe. Mm.
You know, it's like those red light kisses, you know? It's just... Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, when we sorry guys, when the red light comes, we just have to kiss. We have to do a little, we love a red light kiss.
We love our red
thing.
Light
Clay says it's his thing. I didn't know that he had a thing.
Oh yeah.
And that I thought his thing was being a baby, having, you know, not being ready for marriage, but saying that he is, but really it's red light kisses.
Why not all of it?
Yeah. All inclusive.
It's very cute.
It's very cute. Jeremy and Laura. Basically, Jeremy just admits that he was completely wrong in the situation.
Yeah, we're still talking about bean dip. Can you believe it?
The bean dip fiasco continues. It will never end.
It will never end.
Apparently, he iced her out and would give her the silent treatment last night. But he says throughout the whole thing, he was wrong.
That's crazy because he's like such chill vibes 24/7, bro.
I know.
But like, I can't picture him like icing her out or like behaving in a way that's not chill, because that's how he identifies as chill. And so, like, every time we see him on camera, he's chill. But then he's telling stories about not being that. So it's hard to... I can't understand it.
I think his big personality is just too big even for him, you know? He can't... Yeah, it's like Clay's ego. It's hard to rein in. Yeah, I don't know with these two. I don't know what's going on. Laura says if yesterday someone had asked her if they were getting married, she would say 100%. But now she would say, I don't know. No, and that's what I would say too. Wow. I was 100% confident in these two getting married.
Did you call her Lori this time?
No, I said Laura.
Okay, it sounded like Lori.
No, definitely not.
Like, Lori. You're all over the map.
I could have said Lauren. You know, I would say if I had said Lauren, that it's definitely 100% possible. Back to Johnny and Amy. They're still riding ponies.
Why wouldn't they?
We even know like what their feeling is like when they're on the ponies. I get this feeling that it's taken over. Something about it makes me lose my self-control. All of my senses keep raising attention. I get that feeling just looking at the ponies, waving our little lassos around. Yee-ha-ha-ha.
My butt is just so freaking sore right now. Oh my gosh.
Gets my butt sore just looking at them.
I love horses.
Yeah, yeah. That's only
one of the things we have in common is that we like horses.
I have nothing to say about this scene, though. There was nothing of consequence said.
Yeah.
There was nothing said.
Nothing.
Literally nothing. All right. Brittany and Ken, it's very awkward until they go by a dolphin swimming area where you can swim with the dolphins.
Yeah, look, this is the awkward silence. This was brought up in our Instagram chat earlier as well by Bab Smith here. And what do you, you're an editor, what do you make of these moments with just pure dead silence in this episode? Because it is pretty different. I thought it was very funny. Although I don't know as if it was as necessary during the clay scene, but what do you make of it?
Like, well, I mean, they're definitely trying to show us that there's been a shift between
energy. Yes.
In energy. Now, how much of it is like actually awkward or not, I don't know, but it definitely feels like Ken has changed, because previously all he would talk about is you're my person, you're my person, you're my person, you're my person. Yeah. And now he's very quiet.
Until he sees dolphins.
Until he sees those beautiful dolphins. Yes, just so amazing.
Dude, he got a dolphin kiss and a keychain and a photo.
Dude, the dolphin's name was Ken.
Oh my God.
Can I have dolphins on aisle 2, please? All the time.
What is this metaphor that she's making? So is she
go to the dolphin store?
But is she the manager with the microphone, and is she saying, can I have like cleanup on aisle 2? But is she saying, can I have dolphins
I think on aisle two?
Is she asking the people who
she's taken the microphone from?
Oh, she's stealing the microphone from, okay.
Yeah. That's how I picture it.
Now, is she saying, can you restock the aisle with dolphins?
With more dolphins, yeah.
Well, she's saying, meet me on aisle 2 with the dolphins.
Yes.
And she says, all the time, so I want 24-hour dolphins.
They probably, they sold out. They realized it, so she's asking someone to go back and get more dolphins to bring out onto the shelves. Yeah,
is it unethical that she wants to buy dolphins? Is that how does it work?
Oh, well, yes, it is.
Should you be adopting, not chopping, dolphins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you get them from shelters?
Don't train them and use them for a TV show or anything like that.
Okay.
You don't want to read about the 8 flippers that they had for Flipper.
There were 8 flippers?
There was, dude. Don't Wikipedia it, Max.
I won't believe it even if I did read it.
It will really bum you out if you read it.
All I know is that I'm going to go to the store and go to aisle 2. And if they're not dolphins there when I go to the supermarket, I'm going to flip out. I'm going to say, let me talk to Trader Joe. I need dolphins now.
You're going to flip?
Yeah.
I bet you are.
She says she wants more physical touch, and he is not into it. He's like, I thought I was smothering you, okay? I don't want to touch you anymore, okay?
Yeah.
I don't want to touch you at all. I want to swim with a dolphin, my friend Ken.
I want to touch the dolphin.
I want to kiss the dolphin's nose, not you.
Yeah.
Ew.
Maybe if you tried to, you know, act like a dolphin more, then we'd have some success.
I hate to break it to you guys. AD is canceled. I knew that she was a dancer for a football team, a cheerleader. I did not know it was for the New England Patriots. She is canceled. That is disgusting. Probably the most immoral thing I've ever heard on Love is Blind. So disgusting.
This explains her thick Boston accent. She says,
I parked my car in Harvard Yard with Ben Affleck.
I got to dance for fucking Brady. Where the fucking go?
I saw Gronk twice. Clay says they're going to be an iconic couple. Iconic.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going to be iconic in the way he wants them to be.
Yeah, I don't know. I will say one thing I loved about Clay during this scene, and I was like, this is maybe the best boy of all of the little boys here, you know, is Clay putting all of his plates together and putting all the food onto one. You can tell this man has worked in the food service industry before. He was thinking about those bussers.
Yeah, okay? But like, AD was like, what's going on? It didn't even look like they were like done eating. And like the way he stacked them, it was like the food wasn't like all in one plate. It was like there was food on the bottom one and there was food in like the middle one. It wasn't even like stacked that well. I don't know.
I was applauding. I thought this is great. He's actually, you know, a great guy. He cares about food service industry people.
Yes.
I do this all that when I go out all the time, because I used to be a busser. I am always like organizing the plates and stacking the cups at restaurants when we're done. And people are like, you know, other people will do that, you know. And I'm like, yes, but this helps their evening go by.
See, I did it too much. I intentionally unorganized them because I'm like, I did this for so many years. Somebody else can do it for me.
Oh, you're one of those.
I break people. The plates. I throw them on the floor. You know, I spread them out as far as possible.
You're one of them. Huh?
My turn is over. It's someone else has to take.
Wow. Has
to take the role on.
And then you tip 10%.
I take 10%. I smear the food on the walls. You know.
You say it's your birthday when it's not. You say you want them to sing.
Yes. No.
Wow.
How about Clay and the soup?
What soup?
He loves the soup.
He likes that soup.
He really.
I was confused why we were watching him eat the whole thing. I don't know.
Because it's good soup. It's good soup, man.
It's good soup. I don't know. I don't think I was getting what the editors were putting down there.
I do not know why.
I mean, watching anyone eat anything in that intimate of a way with a camera in your face is, like, I guess going to be kind of silly.
Maybe it's foreshadowing something.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like...
Such as?
I don't know. I do not know. I thought it was going to turn out that he was, like, eating all of AD's food and, like, not, like, letting her eat. To be like, you already ate too much today or something fucked up. It was going to be like a Cole Zenob situation. I was like, why are they showing us this? You know?
Yeah, I thought the editors were just trying to show him as like a weirdo or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, you put a camera in anyone's face while they're eating anything and it's going to be like, I don't know, kind of weird or silly, right?
Yes. But maybe they were just showing us, you know, the flip, the switch from him having fun to being serious, which I didn't really see until AD pointed it out. The whole scene was very strange.
Yes.
I did not understand. But he basically says that he's afraid to get married, but he's not afraid to get married, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah. Well, he sort of does that thing where he zones out a little bit, but, you know. That's just Clay. It's not like, and they talk about this later, it's not malicious in any way.
Yeah.
It's just Clay starts going off on these tangents in his mind, I think, and it gets sort of goes to another place.
I don't know how strong his relationship with his mom is, but he does say that AD is going to meet her, but I did find it funny that he said his mom goes to Martha's Vineyard all the time, but he didn't know that there were beaches there.
On an island?
Is an island. It's like for going to the beach. So, oh yeah, mom goes there. It is. Mom goes there all the time. Whoa, the lyricism from the Love Is Blind Orchestra just off the charts today.
Love it.
Yes. Brittany diagnoses her and Kenneth with OCD. I hope that they find the help that they need.
Yes.
For that and BPD, born person disorder. Hope that they figure it out. All the vlogs are boring. Jimmy and Chelsea, they're getting silly, getting ready for the beach. And Jimmy says something that I think that he's probably saying a lot after watching this season.
Believe it.
Delete it.
He's saying delete it. He's saying delete it.
He's talking about the taquitos, right?
Yeah.
Delete it.
And then they brought on Nicki Minaj to do a song about the beach date that tells us exactly what it's gonna be like. Yeah, I'm up with the sun. Yeah, we only live once. Wanna do all the things that I ain't done like yeah. I got the bum but a bum. Mix it up, have a little fun. Wow.
Really have a little fun on the beach. Eat some taquitos.
Then yeah. A peach, yeah.
All right. That's cool that Love is Blind Orchestra did a little collab.
Yeah, a little collab with the Queen of Rap. Really cool stuff. Very she really cool brought stuff. Her best rhymes out for this one. Amy, I did not expect this from her.
Lenny Titty out here.
Yeah.
Amy says Lenny Titty? We got Liddy Titty
everyone
in season
does.
Six.
Everyone does.
Liddy Titty.
If you're
wow.
not saying it.
I know. I say it all the time. You know, every night when I drink a full bottle of wine before going to sleep, I say.
Cheers to getting Liddy as a titty.
You know?
Yeah.
And I chase it down with a couple shots and I say,
I want to get Liddy Titty at this pool party with my girls.
And then when
but
I
don't go bean dipping those Liddies.
No.
Don't go bean dipping.
And then when I shotgun a beer,
I want to get Liddy's titty tonight.
Yep, and then I pass out. I wake up and I do it all over again.
What a life.
What a life. We learned that the couples are having sex, Ben.
What?
Yeah, they're tussling. They're
naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty.
Naughty, naughty. Bad, bad, bad.
Bad, 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 Ben. They're tussling.
Wow.
Yep. They should be waiting for marriage. They should, you know, they should be following Ken and Brittany. Things are going well for them.
Yeah. The only thing they should be riding is beautiful ponies.
Yes. The only thing they should be kissing is dolphins' noses, okay?
I love this wholesome show we've come up with.
Can I have dolphins on aisle two, please? All the time.
Jimmy, thanks, AD.
I'm glad that you talking about my ass helped you and Chelsea get to the next level.
Yeah.
Is there like a line of men waiting to apologize to AD on that chair next to her? Because after this, we get Jeremy.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry talking about grabbing your tit. I'm sorry about talking about your ass.
What I mean, these men down bad.
Very
little dogs, bad, bad, bad.
They're very, very, very.
We have to have a morning apology session every day at the resort for AD. This is no. Bad boys.
Johnny's going to come up and be like, I'm sorry about that sex dream that I had about you last night. She's going to be like, enough. We don't need to talk about this one. Keep something to yourself.
We don't have to do this every day. I'll just assume every day that you feel bad for the thing you said last night. Okay.
Which you should.
Which you should. You're a bad person. You have no filter. You need to shut the fuck up.
I'm really proud of Johnny for learning that women don't come pre-installed with birth control.
I was like, oh my god, this kid, what?
He's like, you know, because they like whine and they like bitch about it, you know, like it's like the more they would whine and bitch about it, the more I would know that it's okay to have sex with them. And when they don't whine and bitch about it, then I'm not going to have sex with them.
My health class said that all women are on birth control and that condoms don't feel very good. So never wear those ever.
Yeah. I'm like, what is going on here?
Abstinence is the best protection. like, what is going on?
Yeah, and Amy really made it sound like they were having sex. So I feel
I don't know what's happening.
I feel very lied to.
His parents are watching. You think?
Yeah,
that's why he's.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good saving theory. Ourselves. They're totally fucking, dude. All women do come with birth control pre-installed. The conspiracy is real.
Oh my god.
Yeah, Nicole says Johnny is acting like condoms don't exist. Maybe he feels like condoms aren't good enough and he thinks you need two layers of protection. That is my theory. He doesn't think that.
Oh, he so needs, two condoms.
Yeah, proven to be good. American Pie, we should follow everything that they had in there.
Yes.
Yes.
The best protection is to have sex with a pie.
Yes.
That's even better. You can't impregnate a pie.
Oh, why didn't I have my American Pie sound bites ready? Yes. So Jeremy and AD, he apologized for the bean dip. We already talked, whatever. Jeremy and Amy, basically Jeremy is like, I gotta check out if Sarah Ann is hotter than Laura, you know? I gotta weigh out my options here.
I gotta meet up with her.
Yes.
She said she's gonna be at some event in DC after this. I gotta head down. I gotta meet up with her over there.
Yeah, she's at this like truckers thing in DC. I gotta meet up with them.
Something about supporting our boys in blue. I don't know.
It doesn't have anything to do with this, but Laura's not on birth control, and I know that Sarah Ann is. So I gotta hang out. I wanna be friends with her. I wanna be friends with her.
I love that Amy is just like sitting there going, I don't. She does like.
Yeah, Amy's like, I'm on your side. Amy's like, I hate Laura. She's annoying. I don't like you either, but she's a little worse.
God, this was bad.
This was very bad.
There's something about this guy. He is just. There's something about this guy. I think he's very. At times, I feel like he's so hyper aware of the cameras because of like the chill vibe he tries to give off. But then he'll go out and slip up and say some shit like this, as if he's almost like trying to cover himself before he does the bad thing.
Yeah.
And like, it's very, I don't know. He seems very calculated to me, this guy. He's very fucking calculated with his shittiness. I don't know.
He's just dirty.
Dog. He's a dirty dog.
Get the fuck over here. Dog.
He's about to do some dirty stuff, man.
I think he's the type of guy that thinks if I say it out loud in frame it in my way before I do the bad thing, then I'll come across a lot better because at least it looks like I'm an open book and I'm
honest
about myself. You know what I mean? Like, it's like a manipulative tactic.
It doesn't work. Maybe it works for him a lot somehow, but it doesn't work on me.
No, we see right through it.
Where were me? Jimmy and Chelsea, they're having fun and laughing. Yeah, he said his least favorite part is busting that lip open, eating those taquitos.
Yeah.
Wow.
Making memories on vacation.
And his favorite part was whipping around that dune buggy. Nothing to really do with Chelsea, just the activities.
The dune buggies, the taquitos, the pit. Yeah. Really sick. They had a foosball in the lobby, so I played foosball.
They had a game room. It was really sick. They had Pac-Man. He got a solo massage. That was really nice.
The least favorite, though, parasailing. Gotta say,
disappointing. Very boring.
Very boring.
Yeah. Jimmy says he has no concerns about going back. No worries. He's the happiest guy here.
Right. I mean, who wouldn't be after riding a couple of those buggies?
Yeah, I know. You probably so feel weightless and free. So Amy and Johnny finally have an interesting moment. Well, for them. We learn that Amy says her parents have been over-involved in the past and she has overshared with them, and that in the past she has been easily influenced by her family.
Yes.
Well, that could be very juicy.
Was it by her family? I could have written this down wrong, so do correct me, but I thought it was by like other guys or something, and her family didn't like that.
To me, it seemed like it was her family, because she overshares with her family, so then they influence her in her like decisions.
I see.
And then Johnny was like, yeah, like I want to tell my family and friends what's going on, but I don't want to be too influenced by them either.
Right.
Because then Amy says if she doesn't get her dad's blessing, she doesn't know if she can move forward.
Right. If her dad says something like, who is this kid? He keeps saying, what's up, chicken butt? I don't think you should marry him. She might just listen.
Yeah. I think Amy at some point is like, you know, I'm worried because of like the culture where my dad comes from and where we come from. You know, he doesn't approve of this process. But I'm like, I don't think that you have to be from a certain culture to not approve of the Love is Blind process. I think you just have to be, you know, rationally thinking about getting about, you know, someone you love getting married in 4 weeks on a reality show, and you will disapprove of the process.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they should bring in Bliss's dad to convince her not to.
Yeah. The most sane family member we've ever seen.
He made a lot of good points.
Yes.
A lot of good points were made.
But yeah, this will be good if her family gets really involved. Maybe we can get, you know, some more interesting things going on in this relationship, you know?
Yes, yes, yes. I will say, as it stands right now, this is probably the most boring one. So if this spices it up, I'm all for it. Let's get some sassy mommies and daddies up in here.
Yeah, I want her dad to be like a real fucking hard ass.
Yeah.
Bliss's dad, legend. Yeah,
tell him to get on the floor and do 100 push-ups and shit. Right?
Please.
That's what you mean by it, right?
Yeah, I want it to be like boot camp.
You want to marry my daughter? You're going to have to prove it to me. Get down and give me 100 push-ups. Come on. No one at 10K in the mud, soldier.
Yeah, her dad is the boot camp guy from Full Metal Jacket.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nick and Vanessa show up, guys. Woo! Yeah, let's party. And they're
at a baseball stadium.
Yes.
I looked it up, Max, because I was like, okay, I got to know.
Which minor league team was it?
It's the Charlotte Knights.
Ooh, we got to go. Road
they
trip.
Are the White Sox AAA team.
Okay.
For the Chicago White Sox.
Very cool.
Pretty cool, you know. So, you know, probably had some pretty big names come up. Luis Robert maybe played there.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Lots of thrilling stuff in Charlotte. Very exciting city. Cool place. So I've heard. From no one. No one likes it. All these negative reviews. My city is so cool. How dare you?
people have flocked there from Los Angeles and Boston, Max.
As to Charlotte?
On this show, people have flocked from LA. And
no, a lot of people have moved to North Carolina. It's like people love going to North Carolina. But Charlotte.
I was referring to AD and Chelsea. But
oh, okay.
That was the bit.
But Nick and Vanessa remind us that 5 couples got engaged sight unseen. Did you know this, Ben? Because I had totally forgotten until they told me this.
I'm just so glad they were here for
to let us know.
To educate us.
Yeah, Bab Smith 726 says they are the host versions of this. Could have been an email. Rude.
Yeah, at first I thought they were talking about us.
Yeah.
I was like, what? That's what? True.
I think our podcast needs to be 5 times longer. Wow. And they're getting their devices back. So, and we know we need music to let us know how this could go. It's time of our life.
Come on, get ready for it. This could be.
This could be the best time of our lives. I'm sure they're all going to end in holy matrimony with the best time of their lives.
I can't wait to hear that one in Vegas, baby. Sphere? Oh, I can't wait.
I cannot wait. The Love is Blind Orchestra concert at the Sphere, end of the season. Cannot wait.
It's going to be so good.
Jeremy and Laura, they discuss their pet peeves. He says if she leaves dishes in the sink at night. Okay.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
That's fine. She says leaving hair in the sink when you shave.
Yeah, that's shitty. You can't do that.
I prefer to do that. I like to let it marinate.
You like to let it marinate.
Marinate before I eat it. She says half eaten food left around and not throwing it away. But I like to feed the ants, Ben, so why would I throw the food away?
Yeah, that's true. The ants do need to be fed.
Yeah, what are the ants gonna eat? Leaving the TV and the lights on.
Yeah, no, shouldn't do that.
But how although
I do it. It's when I leave my dog home, he has anxiety. So I put on dog TV for him. It plays little nice mellow sounds for him to calm him.
Can't you just pop a couple Xannies in his mouth and, like, you know?
Can I just heavily sedate the dog?
Yeah, come on.
I set him up with a nice little dog TV. And he listens to music.
I like to leave the TV and the lights on because I don't want the ghosts to get scared and I like them to feel more comfortable.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. That is very sweet of you.
I like to run up my electrical bill so I can feel like a baller. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
She says spitting not in the sink and so it gets on the glass.
Right, like when you're like trying to have fun and you like spit all over the mirror.
Yeah, she doesn't like fun. What's her problem?
I don't get it. And then you like, you know, you make little smiley faces out of the spit on the mirror and all.
Yeah,
that.
I spit all over my mirror. I never spit in the sink. Yeah, so.
I actually practice my spit takes on the mirror in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Like I'll go get a big glass of water and I'll practice all night.
Well, how else are you going to tell what it looks like if you don't have a mirror to spit on?
Right. And I try and get at least one spit take out a day in real life.
At least.
So I have to practice to keep up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess we just couldn't marry her. We'll have to marry each other.
Yeah. Okay. Red light.
Mwah, mwah, mwah. Brittany and Ken. Ken declares it's chicken night, so Brittany, get in the kitchen. Wench, cook.
Oh, my God.
Cook. Cook. Ken has declared you must cook.
He's too busy. He's on his phone.
Yeah, he is so happy to get that phone back. He is sucked in.
Really into it.
He's not going to talk to her, and you're going to make dinner, okay? That's how it goes now.
Finally catching up on his candy crush. Thank God.
He got that phone back. You're going to be in the kitchen making him dinner. They're not going out. No more hanging out. You know, she said she wanted to be led, so this is how it's going to go.
He has really important middle school business, though, to attend to. That's the thing.
But you're upset that he's leading the youth of America, Ben?
I would never say that. I've never said upset. I said he's busy doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Ken really, really flipped on a switch after the whole dolphin thing. I think it was the dolphin thing that really, it wasn't AD. It was the dolphins, you know,
made him realize his true love.
Yeah. His true love is Ken, the dolphin. He's going to go find the dolphin.
Yeah. I think that's what he was doing on his phone so much, was trying to find the best dolphin picture for his screensaver on his phone.
And I have dolphins on aisle 2, please, all the time.
Siri, find me the nearest dolphin in Charlotte, North Carolina. Oh, my God, my Siri just went off on my phone.
and it probably just did on a lot of people's.
And it just brought up dolphins. It was the nearest dolphin.
Everyone comment in the chat if your phone went off from that.
Oh, my God. So we get a song to know how the relationship is going, and I really like this one, Ben. Were we just a losing game? take your ring. Cause I can take the
blame. Spinning in circles, playing on your words.
Were we just a losing game? Tell me, do you feel the same? Take your ring, because I can take the blame. Spinning in circles, playing on your words, I'm drowning.
God.
Oh, my God.
It's got me more choked up than when I ate those five taquitos.
Oh, my God. They were spicy.
No, literal choking.
Oh, okay, because you're shoving them down your throat.
Yeah. It was like crossing Jessica.
So, yeah. Even an EpiPen wouldn't help with that. No. It's interesting that they have to worry about drowning. They're not going to have to worry about that if they go to aisle two and get those dolphins. I think dolphins can help them swim.
Yes.
They don't have to worry about the whole drowning situation.
Yes. No, I'm actually really interested in seeing Ken and Brittany talking to the parents, because I think a lot of what Ken is his absence, what he's not saying is going to come out, I think, when we get to talk to the parents.
Unless he's on his phone, then it might not come out. He's not going to be listening to anyone.
On his phone, suspending middle schoolers right and left.
Yeah. Gonna be going hard on those kids.
He's going on a power trip on his phone.
Gonna have everybody make dinner for him, and he's just gonna sit there.
Trevor suspended. Jason suspended.
Think about it. The more kids he suspends, the less work he has to do.
Yes.
That's what I would do. Just
if I were a principal, that would be like a hobby, you know.
Expelled.
In school suspension.
And everyone gets A+, so my numbers are good.
You gotta boost those stats.
It's yeah.
Like the Wire. Yeah.
So easy, man. Such an easy job building Youth of America.
In school suspensions for everyone and A+ for everyone.
Yeah, what's the deal? What's so hard about it?
What's the problem?
It's like, but the parents are so annoying. It's like, they're not going to be annoying if you just give their kids A+, okay? There's no problem. AD and Clay. A lot to unpack here. So I really think that Clay is not ready to be married, and he keeps really saying it. Despite the fact that he says he is ready to be married and he wants to work on it, he is literally saying he has a fear of like cheating and is not used to monogamous relationships, and he wants to go through relationship therapy to talk things out with AD because he has demons that he fights with. Well, you know, I think it would be good to go to relationship therapy and figure out those demons and figure out this stuff for yourself before you get legally married. Like, this is a real commitment.
Yeah. Well, like you said, I think he's trying to say that in a way. I don't know if it's subconsciously, but, you know, it does feel like I think these things are screaming out at him in his mind, and he doesn't have a filter. So it just comes right out. You know, I think that's.
Yeah. As Kim says, why? Because his biggest fear is being a chronic cheater. Maybe that could be it.
Yeah.
And AD's like,
well, but he even makes the emotional connection in his mind. Like he there is emotional intelligence there because he's able to make that connection of his father and him and having that paranoia and not ever seeing what a good relationship looks like. So like he's. Like when he's zoning off, like in those moments where he's zoned out, it's like he is actually doing the work and thinking very emotionally intelligently about why he is having these thoughts and why he's, you know, why he has these issues with his relationships, which I think is a great start. But I don't he's clearly not ready to be married. He needs to. I think the relationship therapy would be great for him. I really do.
Yeah, no, he's making very good, you know, connections to, like, his life and why he feels certain way with his dad and, like, black relationships he's talking about with Will Smith and, like, why he perceives things the way that he does and everything. Like, it's I think, you know, on paper it looks good, but if I was AD should be listening and going, this is not... you know, I at least shouldn't be marrying this person. No. I should be, if I really want to be with this person, I should see where it goes, because this is someone who could definitely cheat on me.
I really hope that that is their ending, that they decide not to get married, but are willing to, like, work on the relationship and keep it going and see where it goes.
Yeah.
That's what I hope for both of them. But it really seems like AD wants to get married. So, you know, that's the whole point of why she came on this show. She wanted to get married.
Yeah.
So it might not work out that smoothly. Because no. Clay is not ready. He's just a little baby.
Yeah, he is our little baby boy. But he is doing the work, and, you know, he is self-reflecting, so it's good. But
you can see AD loves that. She adores that about
him. I know, but she needs to think critically about the fact that you really do get legally married.
Yeah, yeah, it's a thing.
It's like they really get married on this show. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy that they do that, right?
All we think
getting married every season. After barely knowing each other, it's nuts. We don't talk about this enough. Nuts.
Yeah, they get married. Like, what are they doing?
Bliss literally commented on the fact that she was happy that she married a lawyer in just in case. I mean, this, you can't make this shit up.
And now she's having his baby. It all worked out. Bliss's goals.
That's right. Pod goals.
Yes. Pod squad goals. Yeah, Nicole says AD too busy painting her nails to match his red flags.
Paint them red, AD.
Yes. Well, what a fun episode this was to recap. We will be back tomorrow to recap episodes 8 and 9. In the meantime, you can catch out our Love Center episode that we just recorded for week 1 at patreon.com/realityalert. Support the podcast. We don't have ads right now, so that would be a really nice thing to do. Leave us a voicemail about this week's episode at 1-804-BAD-BOYS. That's 1-804-BAD-BOYS. Follow us on Instagram. We've had some really good success with our memes lately at Reality Alert Podcast. And please leave us some reviews on Apple, or rate us 5 stars on Spotify. Also rate us 5 stars on Apple. It really helps the podcast, helps us chart, helps us look good, help us get our rating up so people can discover us. We would really, really appreciate it. Yes, Ben, anything else today?
We want number one. We want the number one slot on Apple.
Yeah, we're right? going for number one this season, baby. Let's get
look out, Mark Maron. Look out.
Joe Rogan, out of the pods. call her daddy. We're coming for you. They're gonna be calling her Reality Alert.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye. Red light.
Mwah. It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.